This is Will, Chris and Alana from Rookwood School. We're here at the Guardian Newsroom talking to Charlie Higson, comedy writer, performer and author of the Young Bond series.
When you were young, did you always want to be an author or did you want to be something else?
Most writers say they didn't choose to be a writer, it chose them. And I'd have to agree with that. I mean, I've always loved writing. And certainly by your age, I was writing books and things. And I just loved doing it as a way of entertaining myself. If I read a book that I liked, I would try and write a book like it. And when I was meant to be doing my homework, I'd be upstairs writing books. I have always loved writing. You know, whether as a kid you then dream of being a writer, because you don't really know what a writer is at that age and what it entails. And actually being a writer, it's incredibly boring. You know, you think at the end of the year, what did I do this year? Oh, yes, I sat in that little room at home, tapping away at my computer. The people in my books have these fantastic adventures and go off and do all these amazing things. And most of the time, I'm just sat there writing about it. I mean, it's very rewarding when people read your books and enjoy them and say, you know, I really love this book. Well, you know, what's happening in your next book? And so it is, you know, authors do actually like going out and meeting their readers and talking to people like you. But to say that I dreamed of being a writer, I mean, I probably dreamed of doing a lot more exciting things than being a writer. But when it came down to it, it turned out that what I was best at was writing.
I think you enjoy writing books. Would you press your children onto being an author?
I'm trying not to press my children to do anything. I'm going to let them decide. One of them, I think, could be a very good writer if that's what he wants to do, but he might want to do something completely different. It's been a great life for me. Sadly, most writers don't make very much money at all. I think the average wage of a writer in this country is about £7,000 a year, which is really not very much. You probably make more working in McDonald's. But people write because they love to write. A few writers, like J.K. Rowling, make it into the 100 richest people in the world list, but most don't. But as I say, people write because that's what they love to do. When I was a kid, my father encouraged me not to write. My father was an accountant. He said to me, by all means, write in your spare time. You'll always find time to write, but don't do it as a job because you won't make any money. Get yourself a proper job, go and work in an office somewhere and write in your spare time. But as I was a teenager, I completely ignored everything that my father ever said to me. And luckily, I ended up as a writer, and I've really enjoyed it. And now, you know, he's very pleased that I did that and that I'm enjoying it and successful at it. So.
In the books, James is obviously quite badly behaved. I was wondering, were you that like that as a school student?
The great thing about being a writer is you can do all the things in your books that you would never dare do in real life. I was a very well-behaved boy. I did misbehave a bit. In fact, one of the things I remember from school, for a brief period in my childhood, I was at a boarding school, and I remember one of the things I did was this boy encouraged me to go and climb up onto the roof, which I would not encourage any other children to do. It's a terrible thing to do. But we did that, and it inspired a sequence in one of the James Bond books where James Bond does exactly the same, because I just remember that was the one bad thing I did as a kid. You say James Bond is badly behaved. He is and he isn't. He does do things that kids shouldn't get up to, but he's doing it for the right reasons. He's trying to beat the villains and save the world. So that's a good tip for a kid. If you want to misbehave, as long as you save the world, people will let you off.
As James Bond's a male, would you ever think of featuring a heroine in your books?
Well, I have in the books tried to write strong and interesting female characters. James Bond always has, in the books and in the films, two or three women in them, whether they're glamorous villains or women that he makes friends with, shall we say. So there have always been women in James Bond, and I knew I would have to put female characters in the books, and I wanted them to be interesting. I didn't want them to be just sort of simpering, silly girls. That's boring for boys to read about, and it's boring for girls to read about. So I've tried to make the girls in the books quite tough and interesting. In fact, in the latest book, which I've just finished, it's about James Bond falling in love with this girl who turns out to be a lot more than she seems. You know, I've had girls come up to me after events saying, please, please, please write a sort of female James Bond character doing all this stuff. And I don't know, maybe one day I will.
In the first book, when they're up in Scotland, they lose a friend and you find them in the river a bit gored. So do you try and put gory images to attract boys to the book?
Yeah, kids love gory stuff. You know, occasionally I've had teachers, librarians complain to me saying these books are a little bit violent. And I've had to say it's not my fault. It's entirely the fault of my children. When I'm writing these books, as I finish each chapter, I read it to my boys as a bedtime story. And whenever I introduce a new character, they go, "Kill him!" I say, "Well, he's only been in it for three lines of the book. I have to establish the character." "No, no, 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 just kill him. Push him off a cliff or under a bus or have him dissolved in acid." I said, "Well, I've got to have some kind of story and dialogue." "No, you don't. Just kill people." My boys, their idea of a book would be just endless people being killed one way or another and fighting and violence. So I know that the boys particularly, that does appeal to them. So I want to put a lot of kind of images in it that might startle them and be quite strong. But I do try and make sure that that's set within the context of an interesting story and an understanding that violence is actually a terrible thing, so that in the books bad people as well as good people get hurt, and it always upsets James Bond. So I think that's important, because you know, kids can lose sight of the fact if they're endlessly playing shoot 'em up video games or watching things like, you know, a lot of the James Bond films where hundreds of people will be shot. I think it's useful to remind them now and then that actually violence is a pretty awful thing, and what it does to your body is something you don't really want to think about.
Would you like films to sort of be made about your books?
I think all writers would love films to be made of their books, because they make a lot of money out of it. And people go and see the films and then buy the books. It's quite complicated in the world of James Bond, because obviously there are already the adult James Bond films out there. And I think some of the filmmakers think it might be a little bit confusing to suddenly have some films about young James Bond set in the early 1930s. Which would make Daniel Craig about 88. So I knew from the start that there may not be films made of the books, but it would be lovely one day if there were. That being said, the main reason for writing these books was to remind people that James Bond originally appeared in a series of books written by Ian Fleming in the 1950s, and to get away from thinking about James Bond just as a film character. And it was the idea to get kids reading books rather than going to see films. So I've been very pleased that the books have been successful without having to have films of them to back it up.
As you said about reading books instead of films, with all this action, are you trying to like set a trend for reading?
Well, I don't think I've set that trend. I mean, I would hesitate to say I was the first writer to write action-adventure stories. But that being said, when I was asked to write these books, I thought I'd better go and see who else is writing books like this. And I went round the bookshops, and apart from Anthony Horowitz with his Alex Rider books, there weren't any other really sort of stories of this nature. And I know the sort of films that kids like to watch, particularly boys. I know the sort of TV programs they like, the computer games they like to play. They're full of action and violence and things blowing up and shooting people. And you think, well, if you're going to write a book to compete with that, compete with their time, to say, don't sit playing your Xbox, don't watch the latest Rambo film or whatever, read a book, they're going to say, well, this book's boring. So you've got to write exciting books or interesting books on some level to make them interested in that. So, you know, I've got three boys. I know the games they like playing, and I remember being a boy and what I used to like, and that's what I'm trying to write my books for. That's the audience, is me as a boy.
Did you always think that the books were going to be sort of a huge success, or did you not think they would be that big?
It was very hard to know when I started. I'd never written a children's book before. I'd never written for children, so my only audience was writing for my own kids and remembering what I'd liked as a child. I knew that because it was James Bond, that would attract readers to at least the first book. They'd be interested and say, wow, you know, this is a James Bond book for us about James Bond when he was our age. And I knew that would make people excited about the first book. But I also knew that if the first book wasn't good and that they didn't like it and it didn't speak to them, that they wouldn't bother to go on and read the next one, whether it was about James Bond or anyone else. So, as I say, I thought that the first book would be pretty successful. But after that, I didn't know. And actually, the book, to my great joy, turned out to be a lot more successful than I could have imagined. And the series has gone fantastically well. And I've now become a children's author, which, you know, it's great at my time in life to be offered a completely new career.
Which one would you prefer to write, children's or adults?
Well, I think like a lot of writers, I'll write whatever anyone wants to read. At the moment, I'm doing very well as a children's author, and I'm enjoying it hugely. And I found I really like writing for children. It's great doing events, particularly for the readership of the age that they are, that like my books, because they're a very responsive group, and then they haven't hit that kind of too cool to care phase of their life, and they, you know, they'll talk to you openly and honestly about the books. So I found that very rewarding. Before I wrote for children, and before I did TV stuff, I wrote four thrillers for adults, which sold okay, but not huge amounts. So for now, I'm going to stick with doing children's books, because luckily the children seem to like the books more than the adults did.
Thank you for speaking to us today, Charlie. This has been Will, Chris and Alana talking to author Charlie Higson for World Book Day.